Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only 3-in-1 podcast.
1, 2, 3. On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hey guys, how's it going? Taylor Merrick here, back with another episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Happy 2019. Yes, we are off and running in 2019 already. I know, surprising. Like, where did 2018 go? 2018 was here, and it was gone. And in many ways, it was probably a very good thing that it is gone, because for some people, it was a pretty bad year. And, well, here is what I will say for me. It was very much an up and down year, but it was a year of full of memories nonetheless. But the down parts of the year, I'd rather not remember, because some of them are pretty stupid. Anyways, I don't need to go and divulge into any of that. This is a 3-in-1 podcast, so three topics to talk about today. Well, topic number one, let's cover really quick goals for 2019. So, if you haven't noticed, there's a whole bunch more information coming out, and that's still not the full breadth of information that I want to do on a regular basis. Goals for 2019, I've set myself some pretty impressive ones, and I've already flubbed miserably on a couple of them. So, oh, am I not supposed to be talking? I don't know. We might have to make this a short episode, because it's late, and I just need to get this episode done and out. So, first goal I wanted to do this year was to obviously have the daily vlogs series back. That's a YouTube channel that I started back in Taiwan, and that's something I really miss now that I haven't done it for a while. And then, as you could tell, I was trying to attempt to bring it back and only got a couple episodes out in 2018, but it's something I'd like to bring back fully. So that's something that I've started up, youtube.com/tmerrick17. So I'm back with that, doing the daily vlog series there. I'd also like to post more often on taylormerrick.com, the website, as well as push to get out an episode every single week for the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Obviously, you're just hearing me right now. My wife isn't joining me now. It's late. We're all tired and burnt out. It was a long day. You can hear about more of it in today's vlog for January 3rd, if you're so inclined and interested. The other thing I'm trying to do is to do a daily podcast, and by daily I mean Monday to Friday, doing an episode for Tech News Gadget. I have a podcast on there called The Latest in Tech News, so if you guys are interested in hearing about the latest in tech, gadget, and gaming news, be sure to hop on over there and give it a listen. TechNewsGadget.net. It's available on podcast listening devices and smartphones everywhere, or you could listen to it on your computer. Take it as you will. It's also available as a video on YouTube and Facebook. So, doing fun stuff and I don't know, videos there. It's part of my goal, and then maybe a blog post here or there, depending on the week and how it's going on Tech News Gadget, and then trying to bring back the Conspirators Gaming community, the community I started many years ago with a group of friends, and we had a whole lot of fun with that. I was watching a video earlier today and last month, and it made me realize something. I'm missing out on a lot of stuff that I really should have just been pushing forward to, and to some extent, I probably pushed too hard on some things and didn't give time to develop on certain other things, and it was based on my time frame and timetable, and anyways, whole bunch of things that I've been learning, and I've all been finally culminating up until this point. Yes, I'm trying to bring the Conspirators Gaming community back, trying to do a daily live stream Monday to Friday on that. Obviously, I'm making sure Saturdays and Sundays are free and clear for any family events or just staying at home and relaxing and sleeping or hanging out with the family, because I have a wife and a kid to take care of and keep an eye on and make sure everything's going fine. Plus, I don't want to miss out on all the fun stuff that my now 3-month-old is up to. She likes to talk more. She's active more often. I don't want to miss, you know, the first words that she does, the first time she officially turns over and starts crawling and walking and using sentences and everything that goes along with being a new parent. I don't want to miss out on any of that. So, yeah. So those are my goals for 2019. I know, quite an impressive list that I have going on there, and I've already messed up. I haven't been able to do a Conspirators live show yet. I've had hiccups and problems that popped up here, popped up there, so I'm trying to fix this and tweak that. And it's a whole lot of fun, but I've been able to come out with a podcast a couple of days so far this new year, and the vlog series have been doing fine there as well. So what goals do you have planned for 2019? Anything impressive? Anything, you know, worth doing? See, don't set yourself a goal that's too hard to achieve. I'm giving myself a word of wisdom here too, but if it's worth it, there are going to be some sacrifices. It's not going to be fields and flowers, rose beds, and happy-go-lucky days, and the sun shining bright, and, you know, you being happy and warm and fuzzy. You're going to be down in the trenches. You're going to be on the grind, doing the hustle, getting it done. Just get it done. Like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, says all the time, you know, just go out there and do it. If it's really your passion, if it's something that you're really passionate about, you know, you don't expect it to be sunshine and flowers the whole way through. Just, you know, keep plowing through, because, you know, the tenacity and the endurance and the passion and the progression is what really lends itself to the entire effort of going forward and doing it anyways. Plus, you're the only one clearly specified and geared for this type of experience or whatever you're trying to attempt to do. So, you know, nobody else is going to do it. Only you are. Stop looking back. Don't listen to the negative voices. Yeah, it's going to be hard, but then again, when was life supposed to be easy? So it's going to be well worth the challenge. And plus, if it really wasn't a challenge, it really wasn't worth doing anyways. So consider that in your goals for 2019, if whatever that goal may be, if it's losing weight or finding a significant other or whatever it may be. You know, you'll have good days, you'll have bad days. But, you know, at the end of this year, do you want to look back on it and say, yes, I did it. You know, it wasn't great some of the time, but I did it, and I'm a better person for it. I mean, I'm looking back on all the projects that I did, and I said I would have been a completely different person if I had just given up on it and not followed through. I wouldn't have had a podcast to talk about that you're listening to right now. I wouldn't have had a gaming community to go along with. I wouldn't have been live streaming and figuring out all that stuff. I wouldn't have been nearly adept to the online world that I am today had I not done any of that. And matter of fact, that ties into my second point. You know, I'm looking back on 2018 going, you know what, I think that's going to be the final year where I just sit there and I become a fat consumer of everything. I mean, goodness, I can be lazy, easy. You know, I can sit here, I can do nothing, just like everybody else, and sit there and watch TV or whatever it is. In my case, I like watching YouTube videos or playing some video games with really no rhyme or reason or need to. It's just, you know, a coping mechanism, I guess, in a way, what you call it. But it wasn't beneficial. It wasn't beneficial to me. It wasn't beneficial to, you know, friends and family. And when I'd sit there and I'd complain about it, you know, they'd try to help me, but I didn't really want to listen because I was stuck in my own little world and I wanted to have a little pity party. But guess what? It's not going to get you anywhere in life. So stop having a pity party. You know, I'm old now. I'm just realizing this is the year that I turn 30. Begin a new chapter in a new decade of my life that I've never hit before. 30. Like, okay, here's the ironic thing. I was always wondering, am I going to be married before 30? Well, yes. Am I going to have a kid before 30? Well, yes. So I guess that kind of worked out, you know, not as how I hoped it to work out, but it worked out nonetheless. So I guess that kind of worked out, but yeah, you know, I forget the point that I'm trying to make already. I'm going down a rabbit trail. I didn't write myself any notes. I record this podcast off the top of my head. It's really how I do it. I used to write notes back in the day, but, you know, looking back, if I'm going to look back on 2019, I want it to be the year that I decided to slough off this laziness, this couch potato mentality, this consumerism, wanting to just be entertained. You know, for crying out loud, there's so much potential. Like, with what I can do, and the people that I know, and the people that I talk to, and the friends that I have out there, and, you know, my family, and my kid, you know, there's a reason why I'm online. You know, I want to share that experience. I mean, I started this whole journey online because I wanted to document my journey online and see what I could do to encourage people and entertain people and educate people. So that's really all of this stuff that I do online is a continuation of that goal. So kind of bringing it full circle for your life, you know, figure out what that is. Figure out what you want to do. I'm fairly certain you're not an individual who's going to be happy and content being a couch potato forever, because anybody can do that. It's easy. You know, get up, contribute to society. There's only one of you, and there's only one way that you express yourself in your own unique story of your life that will impact those around you. I was listening to a speech on YouTube maybe a week ago, and it said, it's amazing how each individual is the center of their own universe, but how that universe is shaped by how they act in it, and it influences other people in their own centers of their own universes. You know, the human experience is the only one where you're in the center of that universe, in the center of this universe, in the center of humanity, as it were. So, make the most of it. You know? Don't sit there and tear people down or belittle other people or feel sorry for yourself, because nobody wants to be around those people. Nobody likes those people. That's human nature. That's how we've lived life for thousands of years. And really, the only ones worth remembering are the ones worth those who invested time and effort and sacrifice in other people and inspiring others to be better and pushing them to be a better life and motivating others and having a great story and being an inspiration and a help for other people. So, you know, you have your own life story and it's important. So it's worth telling. So whatever the sacrifice is, just go out and start doing it. If you don't know how to start doing that, there's a lot of material and books out there to help out. Or you could ask me. I could probably help you, point you in the right direction, give you some pointers. But yeah, third piece I'd like to talk about today is, well, it's more of a promo. So obviously you're listening to the goals that I had set for 2019. So here's what I will say. You know, if you're still here listening and you're part of those people who want to be entertained or inspired or educated on, you know, being a better person or finding something worth sharing with, you know, other people or with yourself that would be a help to you, feel free to keep listening to this podcast. Matter of fact, why don't you hit the subscribe button and why don't you share this information with a friend? I know they would definitely get a help out of that. And secondly, if you're interested in learning about the latest in tech, gadget, and gaming news, be sure to head on over to technewsgadget.net. I do a daily show called The Latest in Tech News, where we cover all of that. It's available as a video on Facebook and YouTube, but it's also available as a podcast for your listening pleasure. And the tech news that I report on really only consists of news that I find newsworthy. Cool news, trending news, news that I feel moves the technology realm forward. Like, I've covered a lot of information in 2018, a lot of really cool, exclusive information. Whirlwind FX, this Vortex, this gaming experience gadget that I have sitting in front of my computer right now, it's awesome. You know, I like technology that, you know, has creativity behind it, that has, you know, something new behind it to bring to the table. Something cool, something fun. I grew up with watching Nova on PBS when I was a kid and going, man, this is so cool. Technology is awesome, isn't it? You know, science is cool. Learning about stars and space and everything, how the world works and, you know, creativity and intelligence and pushing beyond the limits and looking for something new. And, oh, man, I love that. So that's kind of the spirit that I'm trying to capture. So if you're interested in that, technewsgadget.net is your best bet to hang out. And finally, if you're looking to join a gaming community, the Conspirators Gaming Community is a community built just for you. We're trying to do a live stream every day, Monday to Friday, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on mixer.com/conspirators. But you can also head on over to conspirators.us and sign up there. We're trying to form a community and get the ball rolling on all of the fun stuff involved in that. We're going to become a community that helps each other and grows with each other and plays a myriad of different games, not just one game. Because, I mean, come on. You can, what other place can you go and jump into a virtual or an alternate reality and have fun going on adventures and meeting new people and making friends and having a great time playing a video game? So, that being said, I think I've rambled on for a significant time, so hopefully you learned something today, and if you didn't, well, let me know, and if you did, let me know. I like hearing from you guys. I don't like being the only one talking in this microphone. I know there's people listening. I know there's people that value the information that's being said, and I enjoy having a two-way conversation with you, so feel free to go ahead and do that. I'm on social media, at Taylor Merrick, virtually anywhere you want to find me, or if you want to do the direct email version, taylor@taylormerrick.com would be your best bet. So, thanks for listening to this episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Keep being awesome, guys. I'll see you in the next one.